Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So today's topic is spiritual selfie. So when I got this topic, spiritual selfie, I did a survey. I posted a question on WhatsApp to all my cousins that why do you take a selfie? So first of all, I'll ask you all, why do we take a selfie?
Memories.
For memories. Selfie. To see how we are looking. For happiness. For enjoyment.
Because I have a mobile, so
I take a selfie.
Shining.
Learning. We can see. So you can prepare yourself and you can see how you are looking. For remembrance, for memories, treasuring the moments. How to improve my looks. You take a selfie and then improve your looks. What else? From this side? What? Selfie. Why do we take a selfie? Achha, because everybody is taking. So, it's a fashion.
Call of time.
Call of time. Sometimes we want to take the background, so we stand against the background and take a selfie. We want to show to the world that we are standing here.
Near
some celebrities.
The world
is standing behind us.
According to time.
We want to? With what? Closeness with the person. Hard to see it later on.
According to time, I show you upgrade. I am also upgrade.
Means I have gone further in life. So when my cousins are some of the teenagers, so I asked them, why do you take a selfie? So similar answers came up, that to look good. Brother said, it is a technology and it is a call of time, so we take. Somebody said it's a fashion, so we take. And somebody said that if nobody is available, so I take my own picture. So that's, and there are different apps to even improve the photograph what you have taken. So one of my cousin answered, it's very easy to improve the shape and color of the face. So I take a selfie and I do all these things. Okay, so these were the answers. And some of our doctors said, ki it is a khushi ki baat hai ye. It's a fun, it's happiness. So these were the answers. So today's world, everybody is taking selfie, whether it is young, old, whether it is a doctor, a businessman, a lawyer, everybody, beggars, everybody you see, and everybody is taking a selfie. So, yeah, it's free also. This also answer came up, that there is no need of another person. You can take your own picture. You don't need to spend anything from the photographers. So these are the points why a selfie is taken. So now our topic for today is, what is spiritual selfie? Anybody who wants to guess, what do you understand by the term spiritual selfie? What it could be? What we are. Knowing where we stand on the spiritual path. To check ourselves. To check our progress. How much I have improved in my life. So it's somewhere related to checking ourselves, attention on ourselves, and where do we stand on our spiritual path. So I have taken out 12 points on this and comparing it with the selfie and spiritual selfie. So first point, when you take a selfie, you always smile. We always smile and take a selfie. So it's like, you know, they say that smile gives a face value. So when a spiritual selfie, when looking towards that side, whenever spiritual selfie is taken, at any point of the time during the day, when we take our picture, we should be smiling. We should, when we greet each other, Om Shanti, we should be smiling. So if throughout the day, if I take a picture at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, how I should be. So it's like that. So imagine in that way that in any point of the time or in any situation, if I'm sitting in a class or if I'm sitting in a Murli class or some or in yoga, so what is my face showing? So smile on the face. So because I'm comparing it with that selfie, that every time when we take a selfie, we smile. So you're also spiritual selfie, we should always have a smile on our face. And that gives a charm to our face. So that's why. And it should be inner happiness and inner working on the self that projects on our face. It should not be that that artificial smile should not be there. You know, some faces we can know they are giving an artificial smile. So it's not like that. Then selfies are taken from different angles and poses. I was seeing a video, a girl was telling that I take a right side of the face because I look better on my right side, or somebody takes left side of the face because she looks better on the left side. She says that if you took a picture from the front, your eyes would be like this, so your selfie won't be so good. So from different angles and poses, people take selfies. It's like that. So now, for our spiritual side of it, from morning, when we get up in the morning on our bed and we wish good morning to Baba, what is our spiritual selfie that time? Are we very tired to get up? Oh, again one more day. I have to go form the Twila. Or I am very enthusiastic when I get up and I say good morning to Baba. I wish to him. Then Amrit Vela. How is my stage at Amrit Vela? When I sit for Amrit Vela, am I drooping? Am I drowsy? Am I sleeping? Or I am very attentive and enjoying my yoga? Second, then Murli class. When I'm in Murli class, how attentive I am. Am I having that self-respect that I'm a godly student and sitting in Murli class? So take out your picture throughout the day and see your different poses throughout the day. In when you go to your workplace, how are you with your colleagues and your friends? Does that morning yoga continues, or does it changes? Does the facial expression changes throughout the day when we come in our workplace with our colleagues? So that's how. Like when we are eating, am I in remembrance of Baba? When you take a spiritual selfie of yourself, am I in remembrance of Baba, or I'm enjoying the food only? So that's how it would be like that. So throughout the day, how I am. So different angles and poses. Then third point is different apps are there to modify the selfie. When a selfie is taken, you can modify it. You can change the skin color, or you can shade your eyes, you can shade your lips. So that's how, and you can decrease the light and increase the light. And then that will be another point. So one is the different. So different apps are there to do that. So different apps. PicsArt. So different apps. So here also spiritual side of it, that how do I improve myself. People put cosmetics on their face, and even if that is not enough, they use these apps to improve their face value. So but here it is like how do we improve ourselves with our knowledge and with our yoga. And it's not about copying. See, when they are doing all these things, they are actually changing themselves from the real value, from what they are actually. So you are also in spiritual life, no need to copy somebody else. There are some Brahmins I have seen, if they see other person doing something, they would start doing that. If she is walking like that, I will also walk like that. If she is reading this, I will also read that. If she goes to Naki, then I will also go to Naki, or whatever it can be. If she eats in this way, I will also eat in that way. If she talks like that, I will also talk like that. So, yeah, somehow to that extent. So, following somebody and copying somebody and making your own makeup is not right. So, we should have our own identity. So that so that what we have to understand. Yeah, exactly. But that is one of the Brahmins. No. So it is for that them who are copying. Okay. So then fourth point is photoshopping and editing. Okay. Now, so like when a selfie is taken, You can do editing, a lot of editing can be done. You can decrease the size of the photo, you can put something, you can edit, you can put a background. So now what is the spiritual side of it? I thought, suppose we are in a very bad mood, or we have got angry on somebody and we are very irritated. Now take a selfie of yourself. Okay, and now do photoshopping of it, now do editing of it. How you will do it? Suppose I have reacted in this way, so then think, how should I have reacted in this situation? What could have been my response in this situation? So it would be like that. What would be my, if my words were like this, so harsh, how could I have changed? What else I could have used instead of this? So that's how I can improve on myself. And this habit we can put in our practice, like whenever we react very badly, or later on we have this guilt feeling, okay, I reacted in such a way. So take a selfie of that and start editing it, that what best I can do. So that would be a good practice.
Coral draw.
Then there is something called as photo bombing. You know what is photobombing? So it's like, you know, when we stand for a photograph and somebody comes and puts this, or I'm taking my selfie and somebody comes behind and spoils my photo. That is photobombing. It's like I was taking my selfie, but he did a photobombing of my picture. Means he spoiled my picture. So the spiritual side of it. Enjoyment also, but somebody's picture you're spoiling. So that is known as photobombing. So it's like in our spiritual life, there are some people who are photobombing, who are spoiling our mood. They have taken the birthright that I'm going to spoil her mood or his mood. And exam. Yeah, they come to check ourselves, they come to take exams, they come to take our papers. So some of the other karmic accounts with these souls. So this is photobombing. Yeah, let's see how much strong she is. So photobombing would be some of the souls in our life. Every one of us have at least one or two people in our life who are doing photobombing of our spiritual selfie. Then selfies are taken for a feeling good factor. Some of the answers I got from many of the people, we take a selfie to have a feeling good factor. So every moment, any time of the day, whenever a spiritual selfie is taken, we should be in an elevated stage and very happy. And feeling good factor is like when things are going according to our way, when there are no obstacles in our life, when everyone is listening to us. But a spiritual selfie would be that we are beyond all this. It's not that when things are going on the right way, then only I will be happy. And whatever the situation, whatever the problem, I will be very happy. So let the situation be any way, but we should have a feel good factor. Then sometimes selfies are taken to highlight new things in life.
You take your selfie.
So highlighting new things in life, like what they do in selfie, if you have purchased a new watch, an expensive watch, then in the picture you show your hand, or a ring if you have purchased, then you actually highlight in your picture and show that you have new specs you have taken, or a new goggles, then you pair the goggle and take a selfie, and then you post the picture on the group or your DP, and then you show the world, or you have purchased a new dress, or you... So that can be done. So people do anything to show the world that what they are doing and what new things are in their life. So highlighting new things in their life. So now on the spiritual path, in your Brahmin life, in our Brahmin life, in our Purushad, something new. Some new service, some new points in our Purushad. Like, people are not blind, people see us. So when somebody else sees us, anybody can get inspired by our new things in Brahmin life, and they can also start doing it. So that is why new things in life. For example, suppose we are sitting here and we take this spiritual class, we do this knowledge and exchange of knowledge here, and somebody from outside comes and attends this class for 1 or 2 days, that person gets inspired by us, and then that person goes back. And there are so many examples that many of the sisters who have come here, they've gone back and they've started the class in their centers or at their places. So new things in life, so like that. Then snapshots. Eighth point is snapshots. Suppose if I purchased the new shoes, I take a picture of that new shoe and I post it, or I give it, exchange that with my friends, or anything for that matter, watch or anything, shoes or a new t-shirt. No, these are photo, but these are also included as in this. And many pictures came, so many pictures comes. So here, a spiritual side of
Museum.
Fit the statues. Lion, elephant. So here, places. So here, then this would be taking a dharana point in your life and then working on that point, and some change in your life. Suppose if I hear in Murli today that Baba says that sweet children, you have to get up in the morning and you have to churn every day. So I decide that I will go and sit in solitude and I will do churning of the Murli. So this would be some one more dharana point in my Brahmin life. So then you do it again and again, or something new, or you take a point, one point of it. I'm trying to focus that if I purchase a new shoes and I take a snapshot of it. So I'm taking a new dharana point in my effort on it. So like that. Then when you take a selfie, you want a good light source, right? Any picture if you take, you want a good light source. So you're also spiritual. Light mode. So here, so that's why you stand against a good light, so that your picture comes good.
That light is here at the back, not in the front side of camera.
And here also you can use either the back camera or the front camera, but they say you should use the front camera because it is better to take a selfie. So your good light source would be, in our Brahmin life, light source is Baba. So always remembrance of Baba in our life, you know, every time. And then the other light would be knowledge, churning of Murli. Like reading and churning of Murli should be everyday activity of our daily routine. So this is a good light source, spiritual side of it. Then I had got these 9 points till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was thinking I will make it 10. So then I went outside the OPD and I saw two ladies standing in hospital. You know, when you enter the hospital and there is a hospital model, and two sides there are trees and stones kept. So they were standing against the background and taking a picture. So I said, I got the 10th point. This is the background. So background, you focus on the background and you take a selfie. So what is the spiritual side of it? What company we are in. Like Baba talks about Sangdosh. So like that, in what company we are staying throughout the day. So and we don't allow that bad vibrations to come on us. And we always pass our good vibrations to them. So background. Then 11th point, you must have seen, sometimes selfies taken alone or selfies taken with our friends. And I've seen that they stand in a line and they take a selfie. They take a selfie when you stand in a line. So here also, spiritual side of it would be spiritual selfie with how happy we are keeping the people who are around us, whom we are working with, or our family members, how much satisfied they are with me, how much contented they are with me, what is the level of their contentment with me. So it's that. And second part of it is relationships. What is my relationship with everybody? Am I good with them? Are they happy with me? Is there a good exchange of vibrations? Is there love between us? So all this is relationships. And like, how do I behave with people? It's not only relation. Suppose if I, in my profession, I'm working. So what is my relationship with my patients? How am I? Like, since I was doing this topic yesterday, I was thinking of myself. So yesterday evening, it was around 5:15 and still OPD was not over. And one patient came and then I had to call up. And it took so much of my time. I had to call up, admit him, arrange for free and everything. So then, and still, but I was not irritated. I wanted to go to room immediately and start doing this topic. But then I thought ki, it was a good spiritual selfie. Because if I would have got irritated, then what is my relationship with the patient, you know? How good I am to the patient. So that is how you can take your spiritual selfie when you are with your colleagues, when you are working with your friends or working with your family members. What is our inner feelings towards them? So that is taking a line, taking photo in a line. And the in a line they take it. Then last point was, they say that selfie related trends are there. Selfie related trends, do you know? Selfie related trends means people put selfies according to the days. Like on this day, they will put a selfie from their childhood picture they will put today. Or if they have a good hairstyle on this day, they will put a selfie with highlighting their hairstyle.
No hair, then.
So you have a good smile, so you will post your smile. It is for girls. So like that, so in Brahmin life also, so now in Brahmin life, what are spiritual trends? It could be, best example I thought was every day something new we want to post, you know, so every day something new we want to bring in our spiritual life. So like A to Z yoga, what we discussed that day. So I would take that point one day and that is my trend for today, it's my spiritual selfie trend for today, like that. Or any gyan point I would take and work on it, or any virtue or any value. So this is what is spiritual selfie. So spiritual selfie is actually decorating yourself with virtues, values, with powers, with knowledge points, with remembrance of Baba, with having good cooperation, love with everybody. So what's the take home message from this?
One very important thing is necessary for selfie stick.
Yeah, this is
to cover long area.
Yeah, that also I thought. That is keep a distance between souls.
How do you photograph yourself? What is that? What is that support? Whether it is hand and whether it is stick. So whether it is hand or stick, what does this hand or stick
means in spiritual?
You can turn right now and touch.
Stick. Baba Srimad. Okay, so Baba Srimad and whatever codes and conduct of Brahmin life. Codes and conduct of Brahmin life, and that is how I will post myself. That's how it can be. Or according to Murli, it can be Murli. Every day is Murli. That this is the Murli, and that's how I project myself. That could be one of the points. Any Soman. That's how you decorate your selfie. That would be Soman. So what could be the stick?
So detach from
detached observer. Yeah, you see yourself as a detached observer. You are taking a selfie, your spiritual selfie. Now I have behaved some like this in a situation. Now stand as a detached observer. Detached observer. Yeah.
With the hand, the distance is less. With the stick, the distance is more. It will cover many people.
But there are ways to take a selfie with the hand also. I have seen my cousins, how they, one will stand here and the other will stand behind. And they have a very good pictures I have seen. So it's very easy to take it with the hand also. But nowadays, because of technology, they have come up with the stick. So what is the take home message from this topic is, keeping attention to ourselves throughout the day. Decorating ourselves with virtues and values, Now, throughout the day today, we can keep on taking a spiritual selfie from time to time and see how you are. Just sit back and think how I was in the last few hours. In a situation, suddenly if you are in an angry mode or you have gone down in a low stage, take a spiritual selfie and start editing it. Do a photoshopy of that spiritual selfie. So that's how we can learn from... Software is here. So this is what a spiritual selfie. I'm sure.